My first memory is of a time 10 years before I was born. And the memory takes place where I have never been and involves my daddy, whom I never knew. It was the middle of the night in the Everglades swamp in 1925 when my daddy woke his best friend Cecil out of a deep sleep in the bunkhouse just south of the floating dredge that was slowly chewing its way across the Florida Peninsula from Miami on the Atlantic to Naples on the Gulf of Mexico, opening a route and piling dirt for the highway that would come to be known as the Tamiami Trail. The night was dark as only a swamp can be dark, and they could not see each other there in the bunkhouse. The rhythmic stroke of the dredge's engine came counterpoint to my daddy's shaky voice as he told Cecil what was wrong. When Cecil finally did speak, he said, "I hope it was good, boy, I sure do." "What was good?" "That Indian, you got the clap." But Daddy had already known. He had thought of little else since it had become almost impossible for him to give water because of the fire that started in his stomach and felt like it burned through raw flesh every time he had to water off. He had thought from sunup to dark of the chickie where he had lain under the palm roof being eaten alive by swarming mosquitoes as he rode the flat-faced Seminole girl, whose name he never knew, and who grunted like a sow and smelled like something shot in the woods. He had not wanted her, but they had been in the swamp for 3 years. They worked around the clock, and if they weren't working or sleeping, their time was pretty much spent drinking or fighting or shooting gators. So since he could not have what he wanted, he tried to want what he could have. But it had been miserable, all of it because of the way she sounded and the way she smelled, and the mosquitoes clotted about their faces thick as a veil, and the heavy black flies that crawled over their legs. "It weren't all that good," Daddy said. "No," said Cecil. "I don't reckon it's ever that good." Gonorrhea was a serious hurt in the days before they had penicillin. And the hurt was compounded because Daddy had resisted getting any treatment or even telling anybody until the pain finally forced him to do it. "I don't know what I'm going to do." "I do," Cecil said. "We got to get out of the swamp and find you a doctor." Cecil felt some obligation to help, not only because they had been friends since childhood, but also because it was Cecil who had left Bacon County first to work on the trail and was later able to get his buddy a job working with him. It was all in the best tradition of, if you get work, right. And when Cecil wrote that there was steady work and good pay to be had in the Everglades, Ray had followed him down there. He got on one of the gangs cutting right away, and in less than 2 years worked his way into the job of dredge operator. He was then not yet 20, and it was a sweet accomplishment for a boy who had no education, who was away from the farm for the first time in his life. But the clap soured the whole thing considerably. Cecil was waiting for him when he came out of the doctor's office in the little town of Arcadia, Florida. It was the third doctor Daddy had seen, and this one agreed with the other two. The word was final. "He says I gotta do it." "Jesus," Cecil said. "It's no other way." "You gonna do it?" "I don't see no other way. Everyone I seen says I gotta have one taken off. I guess I do if it ain't no other way."